Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Ken Parr. This morning, my guest is Chaz Sidney, who is Vice President of Business Development with America's Mart in Atlanta. How you doing, Chaz?
I'm doing great, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. Good to see you. We're down here on the first day of the Atlanta Rug Show, which, as many people know, there are two shows, one in January and this one in July. Chaz, tell us what your expectations are for this summer rug show.
Well, I think it's going to be an interesting market. I mean, we all know what's going on in the economy, but people are that are here, the vendors are very optimistic, we're seeing, and that's a good sign. So, you know, you've got to come into any market with an optimistic attitude, and we're certainly seeing it today, the first day.
Okay. I have already visited a couple of some of the major suppliers out there, and I'm hearing that since, you know, the consumers is being ultra-conservative right now, some of them do realize, though, that when they want to make a change in their home, one of the easiest and least expensive ways of dressing up the house is to put in an area rug. They are seeing some sales, but they also are seeing a shift from more traditionally furniture store sales more over to mass merchant sales. Are you hearing similar trends?
Yeah, well, I think with the consumers traded down during this recession, of course, and it seems like the price points are a lot lower, so that's what's happening. But I think there's the rainbow at the end here is when people have saved a lot of money, and their people are continuously to save a lot of money. Everybody was a lot more conservative than they have been in the past. So the way I look at it, there's that pot of gold sitting out there that once the consumer gets confidence, they're going to start buying and buying big time again. Especially Mrs. Consumer who buys rugs, our rugs industry, they love to decorate their homes and they feel good when they're shopping. So there's that pent-up demand that at some point is going to break and break open, and I think it's going to be great for the entire home industry.
There's no telling when that's going to break loose. Like you say, there is pent-up demand. This is the quickest, easiest way to freshen the house. When you look back and you try to anticipate, since this is the first day, you try to anticipate what your traffic may be, can you tell by hotel bookings? Give us a little flat feel there.
Well, our hotel bookings are up, and they're up significantly for both the rug industry and the home and gift show. People ask me all the time, how is pre-registration going? Well, here at America's Mart, once you're registered, you're in our computer forever, so you never have to register again. You just come in and show an ID and a business card, and we give you the badge. But hotels bookings are up. I mean, downtown this weekend is slammed. That's a positive. But, from the rug standpoint, again, we know that the major players in this business from the retail standpoint will be here. There are a lot of them here already today. And if you're a major player, you got to keep fresh merchandise on your stores. You got to keep rotating merchandise. A lot of vendors have got a lot of new product here. In fact, one vendor told me he's introduced more product here this market than he's ever done at the summer market. So that's a good thing. It's the smaller retailers that are really struggling to stay in business today that we're missing today. But once the times get a little bit better, they'll come back.
I did talk to Shaw Living already this morning, and they, I think, have 600 new SKUs in their marketplace. And the reason they have to do that is because the color's changing, the weights are changing, the price points are changing. Can you give me any flavor for what you're seeing out there as far as machine-made versus handmade, things like that?
Well, the machine-made business is doing much better than the handmade business. Once again, I mentioned earlier that people have traded down, and that's part of it. So that's really what's going on. The handmade business is struggling a lot more than the machine-made business, and I think it's going to continue for quite a while. And they're getting hit with a double whammy in the sense that their costs are going up because labor is going up in China and India and the rest of the world, and the weaving world. The raw materials are going up, yet their volume is down. So they're getting squeezed from both ends of it, and that's putting a tough burden on the people that are producing and trying to sell handmade rugs.
Is this America's Mart still the leading place to come if you want to see what's out there in the world in the rug market? Is this still the leading rug market?
Oh, no doubt about it. We've got some people. We've lost a few folks, of course, but there are people that have gone out of business. But I would say from a rug standpoint, we've probably got four times or five times more than any other market in the country from rugs. And the fact is, virtually every rug manufacturer or importer has got their flagship showroom here in Atlanta. In other places, they might have a space that's a third of the size, and they can't. entertain their customers as well or show as many products in those. But, you know, their flagship showrooms remain in Atlanta, and we've got more than anybody else. So we keep saying if you can't find a rug in Atlanta, you're not going to be able to find it anywhere.
I remember last year you had some designers that had created some vignettes down in the lobby on the first floor of Building 1, and you're not doing that this year. But you have, I mean, every year you do something a little different. Are you doing some kind of an awards contest this year? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yep. We've instituted a program called the Icon Awards, and it is an awards program for the home and gift industry, not strictly specifically for the rug industry, but rug is part of home, of course. That's going to take place tomorrow night at the Saturday night at the Marriott Marquis Ballroom, and Icon is icons in the business. Icons, for as far as retailers, manufacturers, wholesalers, people that we're trying to recognize the people that are really stood out in that industry and in those parts of the industry, and they've all been nominated, and I don't even know who the winners are. We'll announce it tomorrow, and we actually have Michael McDonald, who formerly from the Doobie Brothers, it'll be performing tomorrow night, so that's first time ever. It's a sold out event. I believe we've got over 900 people that have bought tickets for it, so we're excited about that.
Okay, great. Appreciate you spending time with us today. Been talking again to Chaz Sidney, who's Senior Vice President with America's Mart, down at the first day of the rug market. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.